Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
People love Shakira.
I never can understand why there's such a gap between America and the rest of the world when it comes to music.
Let's ask Shakira that question. Hi, Shakira.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you doing, guys?
How
Good.
Are you?
I love how you say my name, Shakira.
Shakira. Do you want to hear how long?
That's a new thing.
Do you want to hear how long I can roll an R?
No, don't do it. Don't do it
to her.
Shakira.
Sounds very cute.
Oh, you're cute now. See?
Now I'm melting.
Cute little radio man.
Yes, I'm doing another cute little English-speaking radio station.
Oh, Yippee. It's funny when you do your...
It's like Bart Simpson with the Ay Caramba.
Hey, Shakira, Melissa asks a really good question here.
Yeah, I'm just fascinated by the fact that you're not the first artist, but certainly the most recent that, you know, I mean, worldwide you were a phenomenon, and then here in America it's just not quite that level. And why do you think that there is such a difference?
Well, Laundry Service did so good in America that I never expected such a welcome, you know, and so warm an embracement of my music, and I feel so thankful, you know, with the American fans for having listened to my music in English and in Spanish as well. You know, believe it or not, I think there's every time more and more people who are more open to listen to music in Spanish. Actually, MTV and VH1 for the first time ever have been rotating this video entirely in Spanish, you know, and even the making of the video was done in Spanish with subtitles in English. For MTV America. So I think things are changing and we're breaking barriers, and this is much more of a global world, and we're much closer to each other than what we think, you know, and we're more similar than what we think we are, beyond the cultural differences and the language and the frontiers.
Mm-hmm. Shakira, is there a small part of you that almost enjoys the, I don't want to say lack of attention, because you certainly get a lot of attention in our country, but in other parts of the world, I mean, you are attacked. I mean, the press is all over you. You can't step out of the house. And in our country, it's a little bit different. Is there a part of you that enjoys a little bit more freedom in our country than around the world?
Actually, I had to move to the Bahamas.
Oh, is that right?
Right now, where mm-hmm. I really feel much more tranquil isolated, and I have the privacy and the space to create and be with myself and by myself sometimes. It's where I can really get introspective, and I think every artist needs those sort of spaces, right? Because, for example, there's places like, or the cities in the U.S. where things are easier for celebrity, you know, like like Los Angeles maybe. But, for example, to walk in Miami for me is impossible. There's always paparazzi. It's not the people, you know, the people are not the problem, because I really love having that that contact with my fans. I enjoy, you know, I always give autographs. I love, you know, taking pictures with people who ask me to take pictures with them. But it's just the paparazzi, what I find very annoying, you know. Mm-hmm. That tortura of Shakira. You know, that's my own torture, right. Really, that invasion. Because, you know, when you're doing an interview with a journalist, that's it. You do your interview, you go home, and that's it. But paparazzi are sometimes hanging from a tree, and you don't even realize they're taking pictures in the privacy of your own house. You know? Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So those are things that are difficult to cope with.
Shakira, I can't stop hearing about your video in the studio. Okay? And your hip shaking, your belly dancing moves are absolutely amazing. Where in the world did you learn how to do that?
Thank you. I don't know. I guess it's a DNA thing, you know. It's genetics. I've been belly dancing since I was 4 years old, and that probably has to do a lot with the fact that I was born in a town where people, I think, learned how to dance before they even learn how to walk. Mm-hmm. That's the Caribbean, you know. It's like that. People, there's a huge culture around dancing and cult of the body as well. So,
if you ever come to Atlanta, could you give me a lesson?
Sure.
Okay. If you're ever here in Atlanta, I want a belly dancing moves lesson from Shakira. I think my husband would enjoy that.
Yeah, whenever. Whenever, wherever.
Hey, Shakira, a whole bunch of your fans would like to talk to you. Do you have some time to take some calls?
Of course, yes. Okay. Always.
And Vanessa, good morning. You are on with Shakira.
Hey, good morning. I'm a big fan, Shakira. Fellow Colombian, and there's a lot of Colombians actually here in Atlanta. I've been following you since ¿Dónde están los ladrones? And I've seen as soon as you step out into the American market, they sexualize you and your body, and it's basically focused on how you move. Yeah. And you obviously add to that. Do you think that takes away from your music? Because I find you a beautiful poet when you sing. So do you think that takes away from kind of the message and what you're trying to portray?
Thank you. Well, I feel that I've had a career for 14 years singing in Spanish, and of course that means that there's a really deep relationship with my Hispanic fans and my music, and there's a deep understanding of what I do because of the time that's involved in this relationship. And it's normal, I find it very normal that when, you know, an artist is new to a market like I was, you know, a couple of years ago with Laundry Service, people first focus on the external, you know, on the moves, on the looks, on the music itself, but probably they don't take the time to listen to what you say or the lyrics and stuff. And then little by little, once they, you know, they establish a relationship with you, they start discovering you more deeply, you know. And I think that's what happened. I'm sure that the people who have Laundry Service in their houses, they know me much better than the people who don't, you know, because they have taken the time to listen to the lyrics in my songs and to understand who I really am and where I come from and what my motivations are in life. But that, you know, like everything, that always takes time. It's like in relationship, you know, when you're dating somebody, you first, you know, you feel attracted to that person, maybe in the physical aspect, and then there's a spiritual connection that comes after.
Shakira, you're talking about that deep relationship with that you have with your fans in the Latin community. Do you find any in the...
I'm also talking about the deep connection that I feel I have with my also non-Hispanic fans around the world and in America that have Laundry Service, you know, that have the time to really listen to each one of my songs in the album and, you know, beyond the people who just watch me on TV and see me as a celebrity.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Has there been any... like any resentment in the Latino community that you do your songs in English? Would they rather just have you continue to do them in Spanish?
No, I think that they understand that it was really important for me to go down that road and explore new possibilities and open myself to the world. And I feel that they see me also as an ambassador of my culture and my country and my Hispanity. And I take everywhere I go that flag and plant it in each one of the countries I visit. So I feel that they've accompanied me throughout this process in a very beautiful, warm way, you know?
Thanks. Mario, you're on all the hits, Q100 and The Bert Show, talking to Shakira.
Hey, Mario. Como estas? My name's Mario. I'm from Colombia as well. No, simplemente I just wanted to call and tell you that I'm very happy that you are making it. And us as Colombians here, there are a lot of Colombians in
wow.
the Atlanta metro area, and we are very, very proud of you because mm-hmm. you are definitely a sign of hope, because we all come from a country with a lot of turmoil, a lot of problems.
Yes.
And, you know, seeing you out there making it, it gives a lot of, you know, inspiration and inspires me to make it in my own, you know, field and what I want to do. And seeing you out there doing it, it's really good, and I support you 150%. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you so much. Those are very beautiful words.
Very, Thanks. Very proud of you, okay? So keep going, be strong, and hopefully, you know, we'll get out of this situation in Colombia, and, you know, we'll turn Amen. Heads.
Amen.
Thanks, Mario.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Hey, Shakira, are there words in English that no matter how much you try, you just can't pronounce?
In English?
As much as you practice and practice
yeah,
and practice.
Yeah, there's one. What do you call that? I can never remember that. It's, you know, when the car is not automatic, the opposite?
Standard.
Standard, yeah, but would you say stiff?
Stick shift.
Yes.
Stick shift.
Oh, yeah.
I always say stick is I don't know. I say
Be
careful. But I can never say it the right thing.
Stick shift.
Whatever. Say it again.
Hey, Bert, other than Shakira,
yeah?
Are there words in Spanish you have trouble pronouncing?
All of them. Yes, Shakira, it's stick shift.
Stick shift.
You
stick
got
shift.
It.
You got it.
You got it.
There you go.
Yeah, but I'm sure I'll forget it again.
Once again, the new album is, and correct me if I'm wrong here, it's Fijación Oral.
Uh-huh.
It's in stores now.
Yes.
And then in November, the album Oral Fixation comes out, correct?
Volume 2, yes.
Volume 2, got it. Anything else I'm not covering? What other, do you have movies coming out, more videos? What else is happening in Shakira's world?
I'm sure a new video soon. It's the remix video to this same song, you know, and mm-hmm. That I think will come out this week. And there's more videos coming out soon, and a tour next year, and an album November.
Busy.
That's all about it.
Whose concept was it for the video with all the you know, the oil and all that? Was that your idea, or is that somebody else?
Well, it was a collaboration. You know, I get really involved in everything I do. I can't help it. I'm like a guardian dog, always witnessing and really watching the process of everything I do, because, you know, I feel that's what I have to do somehow, is it take care of every single detail has to do with my career and the creative aspects of it. So this video, I don't know, the director came up with the script, and then, you know, I came up with the idea of the you know, slicing the onions and the tomato scene, and you know, I wanted to be dancing on the roof deck, and then this idea of, you know, putting the oil, a rose, and the black painting and all of that, which is something that I was looking for. You know, I really wanted to, like, portray this juxtaposition of ideas between the tribal and the urban.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always felt like it was my alter ego who was dancing on the roof deck, you know? That's like the beast inside me or something like that. Mm-hmm. The angry Shakira.
Well, it's obviously getting a lot of play, because it seems like whenever I turn MTV on, there it is, you know?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. And again, we will link up to your website, and we'll tell everybody to go out and buy the album. And we certainly hope when you're in Atlanta, you can stop on by.
Oh, yeah, I will. Thank you so much, guys.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye now.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save